You're all masters of going up and coming down. You know how to get up there, and you also know how to get down. And most of you, no matter how hard you push, come down. You buy a new car, you get behind the driver's wheel, get that rush. Ah, just the fantasy I had. Here it is, $4,000 later, I got it. You zoom down the road, the moment. A few days later, there's a squeak. New dance. The moment is past. People who are designing their lives around getting more try to get those moments in closer and closer together. Because if you can get them in close enough, you may not notice the space between them. So right in the middle of dinner, like, what's for dessert? You're in dessert, take out some coffee. Drink the coffee, let's go to the movies. We're in the middle of the movies, what do we do after the movies? Let's get an ice cream soda. Ice cream soda, let's take a walk. Taking the walk, what do you say? This is great, let's go to bed. Go to bed, what's in the refrigerator? And so it goes, on and on and on, always just getting ready for the next one to make sure there's not going to be a space between the one you're in now. Because God forbid there should be a space. And the fantasy of the society is if you have enough money and enough power, you'll be able to do it. You'll be able to bring it off. You get them in so tight, it'll just be one whoosh. Right? It'll just be jetting to Tokyo for breakfast. All the way, right? That's it. But television, as an obvious medium, has knocked somewhat of a hole in that fantasy. Because it confronts you on the screen, right in your own, right between your feet, in your own bedroom, with faces of those people who made it. And if you look in close, the vibration often isn't one you want. It's as if I made it by everything society said I should do to make it. And where is the pot of gold? What's wrong? But why worry? The sun will be up tomorrow, it'll be warm and toasty. I'll just worry about how to earn a living, keep my kids alive, get a little sun, have a little leisure, smoke a little grass. It's okay. I'll fill. But there is a moment when you don't want to fill anymore. When the futility of your predicament of grabbing at things that are in time becomes too apparent. When that happens for an individual, he experiences despair. And in the midst of that despair is the seed of the next stage of his growth of awareness. You are here in this room, almost without exception, because you recognize what I am talking about. That even if you are in the midst of collecting it all, of having good home, good family, good insurance policies, good security, good fun, good son, good nature, good social responsibility, good political activism, good health food, good clothes, good friends, back inside of you is saying, what is it back in here that's yearning for something else? What is it? Is this just neurosis? Are we just a collective group of neurotics? We may well be, by the way. This may be the dissatisfaction of an affluent society, grasping at straws. Or it may be that we are part, we are pseudopods, we are those things that go out from the amoeba, we are the leading edge of a shift of consciousness in which we are now reaching for something more profound, deeper in our own beings, deeper in the universe. Obvious shifts, for example, in this group, many of you are shifting from identifying with that feeling towards the universe of my job is to master and control my environment, shifting to my work is to hear and flow with and be a part of my universe. Now that's an entirely different ego structure. That is a shift in consciousness. That is the answer to the ecological imbalances that come from man's intellect attempting to control nature. That's called in Chinese philosophy the Tao, the flow, the harmony, being in tune with. Being an instrument of the universe instead of a master of it. But what a humble ego to be willing to do that. If that were Henry Kissinger, he would have to listen instead of just sending. That's the difference between a politician and a statesman. That's the difference between a knowledgeable person and a wise man. We are collectively in training to become wise persons. A wisdom that is going to be reflected in our beings. Our actions are going to reflect the shifts in consciousness that we are about at this moment. Now, actually, who you are has another level of significance that some of you will find difficult to hear, others will hear comfortably. And it concerns issues of reincarnation and karma, of who you are. See, at one level, you think you are somebody sitting in North Miami Beach High School. And you think you are a man or a woman or a boy or a girl, or some mixture. But you have so many levels of identity, so many levels of identity. Why do you pick that particular reality to cling to? Because it's being fed by your senses and by your thinking mind. Until your eye be single, until you only see with the third eye, you are hooked on these eyes, these ears, this nose, this mouth, this skin, these thoughts. And that creates which reality? And they're all tuned to a certain frequency, and on that frequency you are sitting in North Miami Beach High School. But who I see you to be is, for the most part, very different than who you think you are. I've been through the example many times. Many of you have heard the example, but it's such a vivid image that we can repeat it and work with it. It's a good one. It's the one of the flipping of the switch by the eyes, your perceptual apparatus, your receiving set. See, if you tune into a channel, let's say channel 2 on your television set, your eyes, what you see when you look out at the world is the physical reality. You see man, woman, big, little, old, young, dark, light, bald, hairy, developed, undeveloped, mole, bent nose, this, that, whatever. Right? If you're preoccupied with that in yourself, that's what you see in everybody else. If you think you've got a funny-looking nose, what you notice when you walk down the street is everybody's nose. It's bizarre, right? If you think you don't have the right clothes, all you notice are people's clothes. The physical reality. If you are horny, what you notice in all people are who's makeable, who is a competitor with you for who is makeable, and who is irrelevant. Okay? And that's the reality. That's what you see. That's watching all the girls go by on the street corner, or the boys go by in Ms. Magazine. One more. Flip. Now, when you look at another person, what you see is as if two mirrors were placed facing each other with nothing in between. You see itself looking at itself, looking at itself, looking at itself, infinitely. For you have moved to the plane of the Ancient One, of the One, where there's only one of us here. In that reality, there is one of us here talking to itself. We are making believe we are the many. We are playing as if we're many so we can play out this dance. We are all in drag, because when you rip off the mask, there's only one of it. Right? And I am talking to myself. Now, the minute you left the psychological, the minute you left that second channel, went to the astral plane, you immediately left North Miami Beach High School,